Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've asked Ron to come on to the show again. Now, for those of you that listen to the show frequently, you probably recall about 3 months ago, I had Ron on the show, and we were talking about all kinds of things real estate related. Ron's one of those guys who's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited who has no problem helping another member out. I mean, he is totally on board, and that is part of the culture that exists within our organization. See, Lifestyles Unlimited, for those of you that don't know, is a real estate investor and education mentoring company. See, I got that all right. So what does that really mean? Okay, so we provide dedicated educational systems that you can learn that will actually allow you to go out and change your life. And we're going to talk with Ron about how he put that system into effect. And it's a great story. We also offer dedicated mentoring services, meaning one of the things that we want you to do is go out and find somebody who's been there, done that, got the t-shirts, that can kind of watch over you and make sure that you don't make a colossal mistake. You know, it's somebody that's got a lot of experience. Well, there's two ways to find somebody like that. You can either go out and find somebody who's willing to do that for you, or you can subscribe to services and have people that are dedicated to doing that, and they will assist you. So that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And really, it's within this giant framework of a community of like-minded investors. And, you know, Lifestyles Unlimited started in Texas almost 31 years ago, and we have grown nationwide. And Ron is one of those guys who, you know, started investing in Texas, but he migrated his investment strategy somewhere else. And we're going to ask him why he did that. So with no further ado, let me welcome Ron back on the show.
Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. So, you know, let's just throw it all out on the table. I know that you're a highly educated man. I mean, I'm looking at your resume. Let's see what we've got here. Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering with a minor in Business Management. Okay. I could have done the minor in business, but not the electrical engineering. Then you go and get a master's in bioengineering, which is like, in my brain, that's harder math than what I'm capable of doing. And then just to put a little icing on the cake, you go out and get yourself a PhD in electrical engineering. Why all of that education? What caused you to go down that educational path?
Well, I grew up in an automotive assembly plant, basically trying to fix problems with the new plant, and I had free reign of that at an early age, and that got me interested in a topic called neural networks and statistics, and so I wanted to learn more about the brain and the mind and all of that good stuff. But I realized that, hey, I need to monetize these degrees, so I went back to electrical engineering so that I could learn how to create or design integrated circuits or chips, loosely speaking. So, and I did that. I was in engineering for about almost 30 years. So that's my background.
Now, did you go and get those degrees specifically because you wanted the education, or did you find that by having those degrees it made you more competitive in the workplace?
Both, actually, and that's not always the case. Sometimes a person could want to go do underwater basket weaving, you know, understanding that they enjoy it.
Don't pick
it
on my degree now, Ron. Come on.
But not, it doesn't, you can't monetize it, right? You can't, it doesn't command any higher pay out in the real world. But being a doctor, you know, learning how to do brain surgery, obviously, is going to be one of those things that's going to have a monetary payoff. And electrical engineering is one of those degrees that does command a higher salary, the more education that you get.
I think it's safe to say that you, like me, were dialed in to the roadmap society laid out for us. I mean, you went to school, you did great. I'm not saying you got, you know, A pluses on everything, but heck, dude, you've got a PhD and not everybody can even attempt to get those things. What changed? What happened in your life that caused you to switch gears from just being purely focused on engineering-based work and moving into a different direction?
Well, some of the key words that come to mind immediately are immaturity and ego. You know, we all start out with this really energetic, I guess, idealistic view of how long life is and what all the things that we're going to achieve in life. But the reality is that, you know, life gets in the way. You may not be able to work on what you want. You may not be able to work with the people that you want. You may have to take a job in a city that doesn't really fit because you've taken on too many financial obligations, thinking that it'll be okay, right? I could make this car payment, and really, in reality, you shouldn't have extended yourself into debt. So it's just life. It's that train, you know, that you get on, and it's going slow at first, but then it builds up speed, and you get debt, you get married, you have obligations, and then suddenly that train is moving, you know, faster than even you could jump off and survive. So you're stuck. You know, you got to keep going. And now you've made your choices, but now your choices are making you. And
yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you're not in control anymore.
Man, I understand everything you're saying. As a matter of fact, you just described the board game, the game of life. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to get into how he took down a ton of real estate. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online pre-workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You know, as we went to break, I said that Ron was describing the classic board game, the game of life. And if you've ever played that game, you know that that game is focused on, you start with a little car, and then there's a purse or a little peg that represents you. And then as you continue through the game, you get married, you start having kids, you start having responsibilities. And you know, it's a pretty accurate representation of what society's game plan for us is supposed to be. And Ron's no different than I was. I mean, we drank the same Kool-Aid. We went to school. We got good grades so that we could advance ourselves through educational processes so that we could position ourselves to be competitive for better jobs, essentially, that paid more. But along with that, you also get a little extra stress level. Ron finished his PhD in 1999, but in 2003, he started to dabble into real estate. So Ron, tell me what was going on back in 2003 when you started thinking about this real estate thing and that maybe that was the branch you were going to take for your path to financial freedom.
Well, actually, I didn't have any aspirations at all. I was just sick of my job at that time, and to some degree, the people I was working with, and I said, okay, I want to go back and do a postdoc and return back to my core research, and I needed, but we didn't want to sell our house in Austin, didn't know if we'd be coming back, so we just turned it into a rental, that's all. I didn't really have any aspirations until I heard Lifestyles on the radio in 2007, and that was shortly after, a tough 3 years after the divorce, and still struggling, even though I was making six figures, still seemed like I was living hand-to-mouth, paycheck to paycheck, and buying my, this just the thought of buying my time back, growing my wealth in a way that I could see, I could understand it. That's what struck a chord for me. So, that's when I started buying professionally. But before, it was just kind of happenstance.
Yeah, you're doing what everybody else does. They go, well, you know, should I sell it? Should I keep it? I don't know. If I sell it, maybe I won't get enough money for it. So why don't I just convert it to a rental? And you kind of go haphazard about it, right? I mean, you don't spend the time to learn the industry rules. You don't spend the time to understand what tenant rights are. You don't spend the time to understand what your rights are as a landlord. You don't understand the leasing process, but you just kind of cobble something together, right? And you go forward with it. So how did you deal with that property in Austin? Did you just like give it to a property manager and put your hands together and pray? What how did that work out?
Well, I found a realtor, found some good residents, and we don't call them tenants anymore. We call them residents. And it was pretty easy. There wasn't much. It was a nice house, so it was in good shape. There wasn't really much wrong with it, if anything. So occasionally I would get a call, and we'd have to find a vendor and get it fixed for them. But there was nothing really to manage. I just put the check in the bank. And at that time, I don't remember if I was cash flow positive. I think at that time I was slightly cash flow positive, but in my mind, I didn't see it as a money-making thing. I just wanted it to cover the mortgage, and I wanted to keep the house so that I could return if I wanted to. I wanted that option. So mindset is very important, and you don't know what you don't know until you get into a group like Lifestyles that they teach you what to expect. You shouldn't do a deal if it's not cash flow positive. You should expect cash flow, and that's how you get retired. You know, that's the passive income that we talk about in buying our time, our life back.
So your first effort going forward was to buy single family properties, correct?
Yes, and when I joined in 2008, that was my drive. Yes, the way it was explained, I could visualize it. Being a math guy, I just said, okay, I see that. I understand it, and I believe in the math, and let me do that. Let me see if it works. And did my own, quote-unquote, rehab on the first one after work and on weekend. Never did it again.
Oh, you were doing the work in your business approach?
I was working in the business rather than working on the business, so I painted the thing myself because I was – the house that I lived in. Plus, I still had the house in Austin. So this is, oh my gosh, I'm going to have three mortgage payments. I got to, you know, what am I doing? I've got to do everything I can to live frugally, and I'm going to paint this thing myself and do all the work myself. And of course, I hired somebody to put the carpet in. At least I had the foresight to do that, not to do that myself. But I never did another rehab myself after that. And tried to follow. And then the first one worked, right? And so that reinforced the belief. And I said, all right, let's take three months after that one. Then I did a refinance and cashed out that, the equity that I built in that house, and then used that equity to buy another rental house, and then let someone do that. Then, you know, one of the Lifestyles vendors do that one. And I used Lifestyles vendor for the financing as well. And then I was on my way. So those are the first two that I did in 2008. And fast forward now, I just sold my last single family last Friday, and I did as many as 28 deals over through the years. I did it the slow way. I actually spent 9 years in the single family when I should have transitioned to multifamily a lot sooner, but I was comfortable. It's that thermostat that Bill speaks of. You get to the temperature that you set for yourself, and you think, okay, I'm just going to lay back, sit back, and enjoy this a little bit. After all, it's the lifestyle, not the money, right?
Right.
But yeah.
And then Dell will tell you what gets in the way of a great life is a good life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what gets in the way of a good life, an okay life.
So you've got 28 properties that you've held over a 9-year period. How many properties, I mean, how big did that inventory get? What was the maximum amount that you had at any given time?
Somewhere between 14 and 17, I believe. So when I left corporate America, that's how many I had. And then I remember in the 2-day seminar, Dell saying, don't think that just because you quit your job or you leave your job, you won't continue to buy real estate. And at that time, I thought, no, that's a ridiculous thing to say. How could I can't even, I barely, you know, I need my job just to barely afford the house that I bought. How is it that I'm going to continue to buy houses and real estate if I don't even have a job? Well, just like so many of those things, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, the possibilities, once you understand what's out there and what you can do, it's amazing. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Ron what it's like to manage 14 houses at any given time. Stick around.
Dell Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dell, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'll tell you what, I'm looking at a picture that Ron sent me. This is basically a picture of his backyard. Now, if I get this wrong, Ron, let me know. But so I'm standing on this beautiful deck overlooking a grassy area that feeds out to a private dock and a little cabana overlooking a beautiful, picturesque lake. It is serene, it is calm, and you know what? Ron is staring at it right now. What did I fail to describe, Ron? What are you seeing?
Yeah, just a slight breeze that you can't see from the picture, that's all. But yeah, it's my peaceful place. Although I will say that dock is not ours, that's the neighbor's. But I don't want a dock.
Okay.
To block my awesome view.
So, and the reason I bring this up, Ron, is it's not to embarrass you or anything, but is this representative of the lifestyle you've been trying to achieve?
Yeah, for me, I want to be by the lake. I want to be happily married, which I just did. I got married to the love of my life, Catherine. I think she's listening, love you, babe. With a laptop, the ability to continue doing, to some degree, some learning about physics and potentially maybe even write a few conference papers, even though I'm no longer associated with a university, no longer teaching classes at a university. That's my freedom. That is what I value more than anything. It's not the money, but that's my lifestyle. And we have cash flowing assets, and we have a pile of cash, so it's the best of all worlds, in my opinion.
If you had stayed on that original path of, getting all the degrees and working in corporate America, do you think you would have the same result right now?
No, I would have continued. I've mentioned this before, that a lot of us engineers, and it's not just the engineers who do this, we think, okay, we can't do this forever. Okay, let me at least dream about that day that I could retire. We create a spreadsheet. We maybe simulate 30 years in advance. We say, okay, if we plug in this money into the stock market, and let's assume 6%, 7% rate of return. When am I going to have $1 million? Because we think of retirement as a pile of cash, so that we're just going to, and $1 million, we've never had that in our bank account, so we think, all right, if I could just get to that point, I'll be there. Not really realizing or being realistic that you burn through that cash fairly quickly, but that's the kind of unrealistic goal or kind of ridiculous goal that we set. And then we see, that's not going to get us there for like 20 years. So, all right, let me pretend that it's 8% return or 9%. Does that get me there? Oh, okay. After 28 years, now I've got $1 million in my 401k, maybe that's, that will get me there. But in reality, what a demoralizing kind of thought, right? To look at that kind of spreadsheet and go in and do that from look from home, go into a cubicle. Maybe you like what you do, and then if you do, you don't need to worry about that kind of thing. But eventually, you will. If you're a surgeon, you may, and your hand gets injured, you can't do surgeries anymore. At some point, we are not as sharp as we once were, so we may not be able to be as effective as a designer of integrated circuits in the future. So things change, and you do have to worry about that retirement, especially if you don't like what you do. So, no, the answer is I know that I wouldn't be in the position I am now if I had stayed that course. I'm very thankful for the organization that has helped me do that.
All right, let's talk about the transition away from corporate America, because I know that when you started buying those houses, the first couple of houses didn't retire you. How long did it take you to get to that point where you had enough cash flow coming in to where you could start considering breaking away from corporate America?
Well, that was actually forced on me 4 years after. Well, 2 years after I started, I had a custody battle, and so that took me out of the game for about a year or more. And then I just barely got back on my feet after that. And then I got laid off. So this was 4 years after I started. But even with all of those interruptions, I still had five houses that were cash flowing, and so it softened the blow. And I didn't have to just jump back into a bad relationship with a company that wasn't in a job that wasn't right for me. So I was able to be a little bit pickier. And so I waited maybe 6 or 7 months before I committed to another job. I bought three more houses during that year, two of them while I was unemployed. So imagine that you are unemployed. You just got laid off. You don't know where your next paycheck's going to come. Yet you believe in the system so much that you go out, you cash the rest of your 401k in, and you go out and buy two more. So that was the situation I was in. I hadn't completely replaced my income, but it softened the blow so much that, I didn't have to sell my soul for the first job opportunity that came along.
You said something that probably just made the hair on the back of somebody's neck stand straight up. You said, I wasn't working. I was looking for the next job, decided to buy some houses, and I touched the sacred cow called my IRA, and I took the money out and repurposed that. You know how scary that is to people to hear that?
Yeah. I think, so Dell said it, just put it this way, back in 2008, when I took that first two-day seminar with him, he says, don't think of the 401k as this sacred cow, so as you put it. Think of it as one big paycheck that you never cashed. So just because, so let's say, like in my case, I had $40,000 in my 401k at that time. Really, only about 25, 26, 20 after penalty and taxes was actually mine. And, oh my gosh, I had to pay these taxes. Well, you wouldn't not cash your paycheck because you have to pay taxes. You're going to cash it. So just think of it as one big paycheck you never cashed. Get control over that money, put it to use. And I think I did the calculation out of that. If you consider that $25,000 that I pulled out, $20,000 that I did for a loan against half of my 401k, plus the other $5,000 or $6,000 that I got when I cashed the rest of it in, I've doubled that thing nearly six times in 13 years. I think I would comfortably say that after 14 or 15 years, I could comfortably say that it doubled six times. So where are you going to get that kind of rate of return? You're not going to get that in the stock market. Those 401ks and IRAs are feed to death. Even the person who invented those retirement vehicles, quote-unquote retirement vehicles, I think I heard him say on the radio one time that he wished that he'd never done that, that they've been perverted so badly with fees, and it was never really meant to be a retirement vehicle.
Yeah. When did you actually cut the cord with corporate America? When did you say, okay, that's it, I'm done, I don't want to play with this anymore?
2014. So I've been doing this full-time for 7 years. And again, I stayed in the single family another 3 years after I left corporate America because I was comfortable and I wasn't ready to make that transition to multifamily. Although looking back, boy, you know, if I would have done that, I would have gone even further. So that's, okay. That's the lesson, is don't dabble in other things. Don't doubt the map. It's true.
It works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I failed to ask you the question about what's it like to manage 14 houses at any given time. So I'm going to save that one for the next segment because I just got off on a tangent. But that's what happens when Lifestyles Unlimited members start talking. We just start talking about stuff that's important. We come back from the break, you'll get the question. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I got to admit, I'm coveting the view from Ron's backyard. This is a gorgeous view, and it's a result of his efforts. It's a result of him making a decision to stop doing things the way society told us to do them and start doing them in a different manner to allow us to start building up wealth by the collection of assets that throw off cash flow and allow for equity gains. And it's not a pipe dream. Ron, tell me, is it a pipe dream?
It's a pipe dream if you don't take action. But as soon as you take action and then you prove yourself that it works with the first deal, whether it's single family or multifamily, either way, get in the game, make sure that it works as advertised, and you'll be addicted.
All right. So I got to get to the question that I promised everybody I would ask you. And let me phrase it this way, because I'm pretty confident that in the beginning of your real estate investing career, you were still working probably crazy hours as an engineer, but you've got 14 houses in your inventory, which required time and effort. And then, of course, there's a management element that goes on there. How did you handle acquiring, rehabbing, and operating, you know, at any given time, 14 different properties while still engaged in a corporate career?
Well, I did one or between two and I guess three or four. I may have done four deals in 1 year, but it was still one and then the other and then the other. I didn't do the work, as I mentioned, didn't do the work myself after that first deal. I had established a relationship with a group of vendors, notably a general contractor, and I would get three bids and just compare apples to apples and make a decision and write the checks. So that's the biggest part. Finding a resident, at least here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and also Houston, where I have some houses, we still have some in the family there, is not that difficult. And if you do it the way Lifestyle teaches, you shouldn't have any problem finding a resident. Once you've got that process done, there's not much to do. We fix everything up near perfect. Nothing is ever perfect, but is anything that doesn't have 5 years of life left on it, we ideally will replace that if we know about it. So you don't really have many calls that this doesn't work. But having 14 single family doesn't really require much time. What does require time is if you choose that lead track and you do in multifamily and you put those deals together, that does take a good amount of time, and you can consider that as self-employed, you know, putting yourself back to work where you own the job, but you still need to turn the key. That's a good way to look at it, in my opinion.
All right. So you actually made that decision. I mean, you got to a point where you stepped away from corporate America. You've got all these properties, all these assets out there, you know, bringing in money for you on a monthly basis. They're going up in value over time. And then you decide to be a lead investor. Tell me about what was going on in your mind. Why that transition?
So as an engineer, I'm kind of a control freak. I like to be in charge of my own destiny. To my detriment, I could have put a lot of money passively invested with other leads and lifestyles and probably gone faster than I did. But being that engineer, wanting control, wanting to see, you know, have being close to the numbers, it's that Warren Buffett saying that you don't put all your eggs in one basket, don't put all your eggs in a bunch of baskets, put them all in one basket, know everything about that basket and make sure no one knocks it over. So I took that kind of philosophy to the max. So that I wanted to go further. I wanted to go, as Lifestyle teaches, you should get into multifamily as soon as you can. A lot of people stay in single family longer than they should, but I knew I wanted to be there, and I knew I wanted to be a lead. So I basically go from a place where I was retired. I was self-employed still, technically, but not much time requirement. And then I want to use my time now to move up. As leads, we're still busy. But we're busy moving up. We're not busy staying where we are. We're not treading water to stay afloat. Our time is spent increasing our net worth and making money for others, which what better thing to do than to give back that way?
on a given week, how much time are you spending, quote unquote, at the office?
I'm spending a good amount of time right now because I am looking for new properties and still looking for another person to replace an employee that I let go. But if you are passive and you just put money in the deal, my passive investors don't do anything other than they read PPMs. Those are equivalent, but what people don't know is like prospectus in the stock land. They read those and then they make a decision, they write the check, and then they get the mailbox money, or sometimes just directly deposit into their account and read the reports that we send them every month, and that's all they have to do. The lead position is should be considered or treated as a full-time job. So I kind of went backwards, but the difference is, there's two differences. One, I'm in control of my time. Number two, I am actively moving up and growing my wealth, not just staying put. Eventually, I want to get to that final stage and be completely interdependent and be the passive, and then let the other leads, the young bucks, work to grow my wealth rather than me do it.
Well stated, Ron. Well stated. One of the things that goes through people's minds is they try and wrestle single-family investing versus the multifamily investing. What are your thoughts on the difference between the two, and are there any advantages of one over the other?
So if you're doing single-family, you're going to be doing it by yourself. You're doing it for yourself, not by yourself. You'll have a mentor, but you won't have partners. And there are definitely rewards in that, but you're really going to get to the economies of scale in multifamily. So if you've got $500,000 to deploy, you don't want that sitting in the bank because you earn nothing in the bank, and actually you're losing money because inflation is going up and you're not even keeping up with inflation unless you're making, 3%, 4%, 5% these days.
Yeah.
So you got to get that money deployed. How do you deploy it? If you're going to buy, let's say, how many houses would it take to deploy that $500,000 if you're going to be putting $30,000 or $40,000 in one deal? And then the logistics of having to rehab all that. So once you have a big chunk of cash, it's easier to get those returns by putting it into one big multifamily deal. Now you've got one roof to take care of. Let's say you're an IRO and you didn't get partners, or you're a lead. Now you've got one big roof to take care of, not many. You've got probably one rehab plan that you can perfect and then do it over and over again. And you've only got one insurance policy to pay rather than 20. One property tax bill to fight, not 20. One utility, if it's master metered, you got one utility bill to pay, not 20. Obviously, we don't pay our own utilities when we have residents in the single family, but in the interim, getting it all up, you would have to keep track of that. So it's really economies of scale once you get larger. And the return, there's something called forced appreciation in multifamily that you don't have in single family. If you're really good, if you take what Lifestyles teaches to heart and you look at deploy all those ways to raise your income, and what we call a net operating income, then we have what follows is a kind of forced appreciation that you don't have in single family. So I think the price per unit is less than single family. As long as we're always about half of what the median house price is, we're going to be great. With really low interest rates. Now, another thing is if you don't have a W-2 job, it's going to be harder to get those low interest rates for single family. Whereas if you do what Lifestyles teaches, you have no problem getting those low interest rates on the right deal in the multifamily. Even bridge loans, even more advanced financing is at low rates these days, bank loans,
Yeah, the money's definitely cheap right now. That's definitely for sure, and it does have an impact on pricing and all kinds of things. And what you just experienced out there was you just experienced Ron sharing all kinds of information about market conditions and things like that. And this is what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. So what you need to do is you need to check us out. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com to find out how we do business. And I want to thank Ron very much.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.